Belarus is running out of cash. As electricity bills go unpaid, the Kremlin turns off the power. Russian state-controlled TV airs hostile reports, calling Belarus a dictatorship. Moscow's strategy is clear: pressure Minsk into selling state companies to Russia on the cheap. The prize is Belarus Kali, a major world producer of potash. If Russians buy Belarus Kali, Russia will control half of the world's production of this fertilizer, crucial at a time of looming global food shortages. But an unexpected player has stepped in. Minsk now is in talks to sell part of Belarus Kali to state companies from China. Scouring the world for raw materials, China increasingly is penetrating the former Soviet Union, a region long considered Moscow's private pool. Russian political columnist Konstantin von Eggert says the Kremlin is careful not to speak out against Chinese economic intrusions into Belarus, once considered the model Soviet republic.
The Russians are not very pleased with that, but at the same time, they're keeping their mouths shut because they can do nothing about it. Russia is losing its pull in the former Soviet republics in the post-Soviet space.
Belarusian Ministry of Foreign Affairs Asia expert Leonid Betanovsky says Minsk is not playing Russia against China.
Developing relations with China does not mean developing them against somebody.
Belarus gets little American or European investment, largely because investors feel uncertain about property rights in a country under one-man rule for 17 years. But China last year extended a $1 billion credit line for a series of projects in Belarus.
We are talking about the road reconstruction. We are talking about the electrification of the railways. We are talking about the real estate projects in Minsk. We are talking about creation of Belarus China Industrial Park.
Belarus is just the latest new frontier for Chinese investment in the 14 former Soviet republics that once were economic colonies of Russia. With massive amounts of oil and gas now flowing eastward, China is displacing Russia as the largest source of trade and investment for all five former Soviet republics of Central Asia. The shift to China is so fast that Central Asian leaders worry about a backlash. But von Eggert, the Russian analyst, does not predict Russia will capitalize on any anti-China backlash.
Russia doesn't have enough economic, political, or for that matter even military power to fend off this Chinese incursion into what used to be the zone of privileged interests of Russia, as President Medvedev once called it. It's yet another sign of Russia's post-imperial decline.
Meanwhile, in Minsk, city planners are drawing up blueprints for Belarus's first Kitai Gorod, or Chinatown. James Brook, VOA News, Minsk.